It's Marketplace Tech for November 16th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Since last week's election, something interesting has been happening in the online privacy space. A lot of new users. Just one of several examples is Signal, an already popular app that scrambles messages from everyone except sender and receiver and has seen big growth. Moxie Marlinspike is the co-founder of Open Whisper Systems, which created Signal. Moxie, Signal is meant for everyone. It's run mainly on donations, which have also increased this week. Why is it important to protect messages?
I think, when they send a message, their intuition is that the only people who can read that message are them and the person that they're sending it to. And when that turns out not to be true, people are usually really disappointed. And so we're trying to just bring that expectation in line with reality.
Can you tell me in simple terms about the growth you've seen since the election of Donald Trump?
There's been a really substantial increase in users. The install rate is continuing to accelerate. First it was 100% of normal, then 200%. Now it's up to about 400%. We've never really seen any single event in the past that has resulted in this amount of sustained day-over-day increase in interest.
Why do you think the growth is happening?
I think it's probably different for different people. I think it's also fair to say that, Donald Trump is about to be in control of the most powerful, invasive, and really least accountable surveillance apparatus in the history of the world. That's something that's been expanding under Obama, and I think, people were kind of comfortable with that in the sense that they trusted his sort of personal judgment in terms of how he used that. And I think, people are a little bit less comfortable with the idea of how Donald Trump is going to use that.
We might see a growth in the tools of encrypted or privacy-focused applications in the coming years, but at the same time, governments around the world are taking steps to block apps that block them from getting access to user information. Brazil is an example, Brazil blocking WhatsApp. So in that kind of environment, how does Signal and its protocol survive?
Yeah, I think we'll see. The government of Brazil has not had very much success in terms of blocking WhatsApp. Every time they try blocking WhatsApp, there are riots. So I think the popularity and ubiquity of a lot of these tools, are going to prevent those kind of measures. But it's something that in the United States, we're probably going to have to start paying more and more attention to.
Moxie Marlinspike, he is co-founder of Whisper Systems, which produces the encrypted messaging app Signal. Moxie, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
On to the city of Chicago, which recently started building a huge network of data sensors called the Array of Things. It's supposed to help the city run cleaner, smarter, and cheaper. It also raises some privacy concerns. WBEZ's Miles Bryan brings us this report.
The people behind the Array of Things bill it as a sort of citywide Fitbit, and the sensors definitely look the part. They're all sleek plastic and aluminum, shaped like beehives and for now mounted on traffic signal poles. They can do things like test air quality, measure noise levels, and track traffic congestion. Charlie Catlett is with the Argonne National Laboratory and the University of Chicago, both partnered with the city on the project.
The camera that's pointed, it's actually pointed right out at the middle of the intersection.
That's a busy intersection on Chicago's southwest side.
And with that, we're able to count the number of vehicles or pedestrians.
A $3 million grant from the National Science Foundation will pay for the installation of the sensors. In a nearby restaurant, Catlett says they'll try and track not only every accident, but every near miss, too.
Patterns of people rolling through the intersection or patterns of people driving too fast.
This idea is spreading. Similar projects are in the works in Seattle, Atlanta, and Chattanooga. And Catlett says the network doesn't keep sensitive personal information, like pictures of your license plate.
We want this to be the residents of the city watching their city. So it's sort of opposite of Big Brother, if you will.
With the right legal process, the government can turn it into a system that spies on you.
Li Tian is with the Electronic Frontier Foundation in San Francisco. He says he pushed for privacy protections to be hardwired into the sensors as a sort of fail-safe, but that didn't happen.
All technology today, unless it's very carefully designed to not be able to do more, can do more.
But Chicago resident Aurelis Morales says she's not worried as she stands in a parking lot near one of the first Array of Things sensors.
There's places here in the city that need like stop signs and lights that aren't there. And I think that's pretty cool because then they could see that.
All 500 of the sensors should be installed by 2018. In Chicago, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.
And today we are launching the second season of our podcast, Codebreaker. This season's fundamental question about technology, can it save us? We are asking this question about one kind of tech in every episode. We also asked whether technology is saving us recently at the New Yorkers Tech Fest here in Manhattan. Take a listen.
Technology may have saved me from like looking really awkward at a party because like you just pull out your smartphone and like pretend you're doing something. It's like the new smoking.
My family's in India, but with technology, I can actually keep connected with them. I can see them, feel them. When my kids were born, I was able to share that moment with them.
Last year, I had a lot of loss in my life, and I had an iPod that I had never bothered uploading and didn't really understand how to do it. And somebody helped me out with that and loaded me up with music and podcasts. Without it, I'm not sure where I would be right now, to be honest with you.
As you may remember, our podcast is bingeable. The whole season is available to anyone who cracks the codes hidden in every episode. Is that a dare and a challenge? Yes, it is. Who has what it takes? Even if you don't, you can hear the first episode right now, subscribe on your favorite podcast app, or head to the website codebreaker.codes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.